Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. That website, weather.utexas.edu. We're starting the new week on this Monday, on this 19th day of September, 2022. Some good news, something that will not change weather and climate-wise over the next couple of days. Officially, the autumnal equinox. That's at 8:03 Central Time on Thursday evening. Folks, the official beginning of the fall season for Austin, for South Central Texas. Unfortunately, weather may not cooperate so much this week with that as upper-level high pressure, which produces a lid on the atmosphere and really keeps our atmosphere quite stable, actually intensifies just a bit as we go through the next few days, particularly for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Friday's a little more questionable. I'll tell you why in just a second. But on those days, with that lid overhead and trapping the heat below, folks, we may get up to 100, 101 in some areas, maybe a little warmer. We'll just have to watch for particularly Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. The one thing on, I think, late Thursday into Friday that may make a difference is a southward moving cold front. It's going to get down into parts of central Texas. It should remain north of Austin, but it may not. It may be pretty much overhead by the time it dies out. I don't think that'll bring us, because of the lid on the atmosphere, I don't think it'll bring us much in the way of rainfall, and I also don't believe it's going to bring us much of the relief as far as temperatures are concerned. With still, even if that front dies out or starts dying out overhead or just to the north of us, probably a 100-degree temperature on Friday as well, and 100-degree temperatures again, particularly for Wednesday, Thursday into Friday. By the weekend, things turn a little more unstable, but not much. Still highs well into the 90s. The dry weather pattern continues. One thing that we'll watch just beyond the 7-day forecast period is next Monday. It looks like, and again, we're 7-8 days out now, so this is still far from certain, but it looks like a stronger cold front will push down into Texas, and perhaps we'll pass the Austin area and move on toward the Texas coast for early next week. If that were to materialize, if that were to verify in our forecast, it might get temperatures back closer to seasonal averages, where we should be this time of year, which is about 90 degrees for afternoon highs here in the Austin area and overnight lows in the upper 60s. So that's where we should be this time of year, and hopefully about a week down the road we'll at least get there. And I'd even hope for a little cooler weather than that, but we'll just have to kind of wait and see. Tropics, well, they're a little busy. We've got Hurricane Fiona, which has crossed over Puerto Rico or to the southwest of Puerto Rico and now over the Dominican Republic. Folks, power out in Puerto Rico, the entire island now as a result of this hurricane, and now it looks like it's moving into the Atlantic. Next possible stop, or at least a near hit, maybe on to Bermuda at some point. There's another area of disturbed weather about midway between the U.S. East Coast and the western coast of Africa and the western coast of Europe, not going to be a factor. Out in the Pacific, very active weather, including Tropical Storm Madeline, which is off the Mexican coast, actually south of Baja California. A couple of disturbed areas of weather south and southeast of that out in the Pacific as well that the National Hurricane Center is watching. Again, in summing up, not much change around here except a bit warmer as we go into mid and late week. A first glancing blow for a cold front maybe down into parts of central Texas Thursday and Friday, and maybe, fingers crossed, in day 8, maybe a stronger cold front deeper into Texas by about Monday of next week. Folks, those are my audio weather thoughts on this Monday, 19th day of September, 2022. I'll update my audio weather thoughts, the 7-day forecast as well. That's, of course, on the website. I'll do that again Tuesday morning. Stay cool out there and enjoy your Monday.